Moses. Moses.
Who's that?
It is I, the Lord God.
Where?
Over here, in this burning bush.
Now, who do you say you were?
I am your God, the maker of heaven and earth.
Are you in that bush?
That's right.
Well, then why don't you come out?
If I were to show myself to you in my real form, my presence is so awesome that you would die.
But isn't it hot in there?
I don't feel physical things like heat and cold. My spiritual being is far beyond such concepts. Come no closer and take off your sandals.
Take off my... Oh, I guess the ground around you is holy and I shouldn't defile it.
That's right. Plus, you stepped in some sheep poop on your way up the mountain.
Oh, okay.
Don't come any closer and hide your eyes.
Is your presence too awesome for mortal eyes to look on?
Yes. Also, they asked me how I knew if my words were true, and I, of course, replied something here inside cannot be denied, and you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So cover your face. I'm sending you to deliver my people from bondage in Egypt. You will lead my people Israel into a land flowing with milk and honey.
But Lord, I'm lactose intolerant.
Don't worry. It's only a metaphor.
What's a metaphor?
A metaphor is a symbolic literary device used to illustrate figuratively a particular characteristic. So, when I want to indicate that the geographical area I have planned for the children of Israel to inhabit is topographically suitable for livestock, and that the climate is temperate with abundant precipitation for agriculture, I figuratively indicate this by describing it as a land flowing with milk and honey.
Then why don't you just say it's good for raising animals and plants?
That's not catchy enough for the Bible. So, I want you to lead my people out of Egypt to the promised land.
You want us to go to Boca?
No, I'm sending the Israelites to Canaan.
But Lord, when I get to Egypt, what will I say to Pharaoh? Who shall I say you are?
Tell Pharaoh that you have been commissioned by me, the inimitable, awe-inspiring mega-presence.
The inimitable, awe-inspiring mega-presence? Lord, I'm not sure I can remember all that.
Well, then just use my initials. I-A-M, or I am for short.
Okay, I am. So, I am sent me. Okay. But why should they believe me?
I will give you a sign. Throw your staff on the ground. You see that your staff has become a snake. Now, pick it up.
But Lord, I have ophidiophobia. I'm deathly afraid of snakes. They make me faint.
Don't worry. It's not going to hurt you. Just pick it up by the tail. You see, the snake has become your staff again. Now, go to Pharaoh's court in Egypt and tell him to let my people go.
But God, I have terrible stage fright. Every time I try to speak in public, well, I get so nervous I want to pee my pants.
Oy vey. Fine. Then take your brother Aaron with you. He can talk the hind leg off a donkey. Now go! Oh, and when you are in Luxor, you may want to stop by the new restaurant there. It's between the Camel Corral and the Gold Sellers Market, so it's called the Golden Corral. They have early bird discounts from 3 to 5 p.m. Just tell them, I am sent you.
All right. Oh, but Lord, the last time I was in Egypt, I got into a lot of trouble. Suppose they're still looking for me.
Oh, well, just blend in. Now, go!
Okay. So, blend in. Blend in. Blend in. Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.